Die Hard Dogs, it's Kenny Mack. It was alumni week, and our Browns summoned the force of the 92 Browns win over the Bears. They Peter Tom Willis Fields for two more sacks. Nine freaking sacks. Can you believe it? If you're looking for Fields, he's probably still under Myles Garrett right now. So crack your beer, sit back, relax, and let's hear what our dogs got to say.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dogs. If you'd like to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com. Tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. As always, Kenny Mack delivers with an awesome intro for us. You guys are letting Kenny Mack outshine you. You guys got to get in here, get your intros on the show. I think Josh actually did a little bit of research on what Kenny Mack was talking about.
Yeah, because it was a little bit before my time. I think I was a whopping 3 years old.
I was like five, yeah.
Yeah, in 92. So I looked this up. Peter Tom Willis started for the Bears against the Browns in 1992. But Willis had a much better day than Fields did yesterday. Willis went 19 of 26, 285 yards, two touchdowns, but two interceptions. The Browns did sack him five times in addition to those two turnovers, and the Browns then won the game 27-14. But the fun fact I read in there was that Bears head coach Mike Ditka opted to start Willis over quarterback John Harbaugh in that game, hoping that he would break the team's slump, and it did not work.
not a good idea, Ditka. Well, as always, thank you for that, Kenny Mack. Dropped a little bit of history on us.
I like it.
And it's always a creative intro when he drops one for us. Everybody seemed to like the two-episode format last week, so we're going to continue to do that. Today, we'll be giving you our Bears game reaction. But before we get into it, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. Lastly, if you're looking for more Browns or Dogs content to get you through the week, head to jointhedogs.com to become an official Dog Pack member on our Patreon page. We have fantasy leagues going on, game day threads, group chats, extra uncensored episodes every week. It's just been a ton of fun for everybody, so come hang out with us. Jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. And one more thing I wanted to ask you guys. So I didn't even tell you guys about this. The high school that Josh and I went to, the place I coach for, they are actually right now currently the number one vote to be the Browns game of the week this week.
Really?
Which is pretty big deal for us because they normally don't come this far down south. Mm-hmm. And we're not D1. Usually this game's like between like St. Ed's and Xavier and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So right now Dover is the number two team in the state in Division III. We just stomped Steubenville 2 weeks ago. We're pretty freaking good. So Browns fans, if you got the Browns app, just hop on there and vote for the Dover versus Strongsville game. It'd be pretty sweet for where I coach and where Josh and I live and went to school.
That you got my vote. Awesome. You got my vote, bro. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm in.
Dogs off the leash.
Browns is the road.
All right, so this is what went right. And for the first time in, over a year, we got to start with the defense.
Yes.
You know, we have to start with the defense. We've been talking a lot. I mean, it seems like forever we've been talking about, is the defense ever going to get it? Is the defense ever going to get it? Last week, there's a lot of talk about the players, the scheme, our defensive coordinator, and they must be listening. This must be plugged into the weight room when they're lifting or something, because all we did was come out, nine sacks. Myles Garrett had 4.5 just to himself, record-setting day,
career
day.
How selfish.
Yeah. We held them to 45 yards of offense, which for those of you guys keeping count, is less yards than Justin Tucker kicked in a field goal to win the game.
19
less yards than that.
Yeah, all right, let me throw you this stat then real quick. So yes. Shout out to the Fantasy Football Friends for this stat, who we were on their podcast earlier this year. So this stat is hilarious. The Packers moved the ball 47 yards in 36 seconds with no timeouts to win the game last night against the 49ers. The Bears had 47 total yards in the entire game against the Browns.
It's insane. I saw a stat too. They had one net yard passing.
One. Mm-hmm. Dude.
So
we were watching because Justin and I were at the game and like the people around, we kept looking at the board and it had like all the stats up there. And those passing yards, it was like one, then it would go up, then they get sacked, be back down to like negative three. And it's like, man, it's the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter, at one point I was watching and they had negative 2 yards passing and it was, I think, third and long. And I was like, we're going to sack him again. And they're going to finish this game with negative. Then I think they end up getting like a 10-yard pass, but it didn't. 1 yard passing. And we were talking about this before. I've never seen an NFL game like this. I've never seen an NFL game where the gap between the two teams is so glaring. This was like watching Ohio State against FCS Southeast Christian Academy or whoever it is. You know, I mean, it was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. At no point did I ever think they were ever going to score, even with the BSPI call and they got the ball down. I knew they weren't going to score.
I guess I have like one glaring question for Chicago coming out of this. What's Matt Nagy doing? Like you're sending out your first round pick rookie quarterback. They didn't do anything to help him. And I'm not being a homer here. I'm not being an Ohio State guy. Cause you know, like I said some terrible things about Justin Fields yesterday at the game, you know, while I was rooting against him, but everything was downfield. Everything took time to develop. Where was the quick passes? Where was like I told Josh, where was like a little 5 yard screen just to help the guy out?
Right. So the knocks on Fields coming out of college were his processing speed, decision making on the field,
holding on to the ball,
holding on the ball too long, and his I guess they would call it like an elongated throwing motion.
Okay,
He needs to shorten his throwing motion on, you know, release the ball quicker.
Right.
Well, that all came into play yesterday.
Yeah,
he was not getting rid of the ball at all. I mean, half the time, and the other times it wasn't nearly fast enough. And I mean, I was on the Bears sideline right behind the bench, and the Bears fans around me. I mean, the stuff they said to Nagy was probably on par with kind of the stuff you said about Fields yesterday.
Yeah,
they were yelling it at him like pretty close. They don't like him.
They can't hear me saying these things because, you know, turns out I'm like out in outer space out where my season tickets are. But
so obviously the D-line finally teed off. And I don't know why it took so long to get to this point, but Miles was not just in one spot. He was all over the place. He was inside. He was outside. He was in his normal position. He was on the opposite side. They kept moving him around to get good matchups for him. And I think, you know, there was a lot of talk about our scheme and stuff. I don't think any of us actually thought we needed to fire the defensive coordinator. We just wanted to see him make adjustments.
Right.
We just wanted to see something different, see us adjust, see us do some things differently to help with our player strengths. And it seems like we did. That's what we did this game. None of us were ever saying we should fire our defensive coordinator after two games in the middle of what's supposed to be a Super Bowl run.
I'm pretty sure I said that.
Well,
I'm pretty sure I was like, hey, I've already seen this for, you know, 19 games now. I need something.
But to Blake's credit, though, I mean, I know last week we weren't sitting here, fire. We were saying do better.
Like do something.
That's kind of just how it is with, you know, a job. Like you don't just get fired immediately whenever your performance starts to dip. It's, hey, can you fix your performance? Can you do better? We have to let you go if you don't.
Yeah. Can you stop calling off work, please? Can you help us, please?
So obviously Miles was awesome. Clowney had 2 sacks, so maybe he can finally get over 10. Miles put himself right back in the hunt for 20 sacks, which was looking like, man, hopefully he can get 10. And now he's already halfway there through 3 games. Just a monster game. I think a huge bright spot for the defense was JOK.
Yeah.
JOK looked amazing.
Yep. And I think the only negative I can take away is he only played 23 snaps.
Yep.
Let's just get this guy on the ball.
Well, and I think that has something to do with it being his third game ever.
Maybe.
He's a rookie. I think they're bringing him along a little more. So I don't think you're going to see him playing, what would that be, almost 50% of the snaps yesterday? A little less than 50, yeah, like I think. That, yeah. I don't think you're going to see that at the end of the season. I think you're going to see closer to that probably 75-80% mark.
Yep. Yeah, because let's get this guy on the field. He has instincts. That one play where he had the sack, where it wasn't even a design blitz. It's just he saw the guy he was supposed to cover stayed in to block or whatever. So he just knew he had no pass responsibilities. So he just blitzed. And it, I mean, and he's so fast. Yeah. It was instant.
Yes.
He saw it, recognized it, and was gone in the blink of an eye. And Fields stood no chance. No.
Miles Garrett said in the press conference yesterday, if JOK wasn't where he wasn't even supposed to be at, he would have gotten 5 sacks or 4. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. 5 sacks yesterday. So he said, you know, he kind of blamed JOK for being in a great position when he wasn't supposed to be.
It was an impressive performance all around. Yep. Secondary, and another thing that helped the deep front is the secondary. We locked them all down. Yep. Allen Robinson's a very good receiver.
Yes. One of the best, I think.
I completely agree.
For all the trash quarterbacks he's had to play with. Yep.
And we locked him down, gave our D-line time to get there. And the D-line was getting there so quick, it made it easy on the secondary. It was kind of the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
This is kind of the way the defense was designed, where we would get pressure so fast, the secondary would only have to cover for a split second, or vice versa.
Correct. Yeah.
The secondary would have them locked down good enough to give the D-line that split second they needed to get home. Yep. And it finally came to fruition, and it was awesome to see, especially because the offense wasn't clicking on all cylinders. We still scored 26 points, but in a day where we weren't as explosive as what we've kind of come to expect from the offense. So,
yeah.
Just an awesome job by the defense. Delpit made it through another game without getting hurt.
Yeah.
Newsom looked great again. I am a little concerned. He's got that calf strain. So hopefully he's not going to miss any time, or if he is, it's not going to be a lot. Because as high as I am on the defense right now, we got two games coming up where they're not the Bears.
No, these next two games are going to be, three. These next three games are going to be real tough.
Yes. We're going to learn a lot about ourselves over this next, Vikings and then Chargers and Cardinals.
Correct. Yes.
Those are three. The Vikings get a lot of flack. Kirk Cousins is balling this year.
Kirk Cousins is one of the top quarterbacks in the league right now, and he hasn't thrown a pick yet.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you don't get pressure on him, he will pick you apart.
Yes.
He knows where to go with the ball, and he's extremely accurate, and turns out they got weapons.
They do.
A bunch of them.
They got weapons all over the place. They got a good tight end. They got one of the best running backs if he plays.
Madison's no slouch in backup.
And then they have two
really good
outstanding wide receivers.
Yes. And that KJ Osborne, he's wide receiver three, is not, he's not bad either.
Yep. So we're going to get into a preview with that. But obviously, just like we can't get too pumped about the offense week one because the Chiefs defense sucks, which they should be 0-3.
You mean the fourth place Chiefs?
Yeah. I don't want to get... Not all the problems were solved in one game for the defense against the Bears, who are awful. But that being said, nobody has made them look that awful yet. They played with the Rams for a half. And then who did they play in week two?
Cincinnati.
And they played they beat Cincinnati.
Yep.
So even though the offense isn't great, they're still an NFL football team that has beat another team this year. And they can play with anybody because the defense is solid.
Their defense is really good.
I think they're very good.
Yep. Yeah. We can get into that and what went wrong, but I mean, Khalil Mack was making himself. Yes. I mean, the whole D-line was making themselves felt, but
their front seven is excellent.
Another guy that I want to highlight, and I don't know, Blake, tell me what it was like watching it like on the broadcast, but from where I was sitting at the game, Ronnie Harrison popped off the field to me. Like, I felt like I looked at the box score here, and he's got two tackles, but he had a sack, he had a tackle for a loss, and broke up one pass, but I felt like he was a part of almost every play.
Everybody was around the ball. I'll tell you a huge thing. We didn't have missed tackles.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed that. There were not a lot of missed tackles for the Browns yesterday. Even if they did get a pass off, it was first guy that's bringing them down.
Yeah. Yep.
It was the first time in a long time where we tackled well. And I kind of attribute to that. Delpit's out there. JOK's out there more.
Mack Wilson was not out there.
Yeah.
Did he not play? Because he didn't have any stat line, and I don't remember him being out there.
Mack Wilson, I thought I saw him on the field at one point, but I guess not. I don't see. No, he didn't register any snaps yesterday. So
is
he hurt?
I don't know.
I'll look it up real quick.
Okay.
But
I was curious.
I'll look it up.
So obviously the defense was great. I do want to talk about the offense
too. Well, here, real quick, let me just say for the defense that those 9 sacks were the highest in a Browns game ever since 2015.
That's excellent.
And Myles Garrett, 4.5 sacks, most ever by a Browns player. I mean, you might have said that earlier. And the 47 total net yards that we limited the Bears to, it's the lowest in Browns franchise history.
I thought I saw, too, something along the lines of it's like the least amount of yards we've held a team to since 1946.
And
we were wearing the 1946 jerseys.
Absolutely.
Which were awesome, by the way.
They look awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we got to talk about the offense too, with what went right. Mm-hmm. Even though we weren't clicking on all cylinders, still put up 26 points.
Yes.
You know, you score 26 points, you're going to win some football games. Ran the ball well again. It was a little slow going at first. Kareem Hunt was different yesterday.
Yep.
We were talking about it early in the game, but I don't know what was going on with Chubb. He didn't look that explosive, or he looked very indecisive yesterday. And Kareem Hunt was making one cut, hitting the hole, and nobody wanted any part of him.
Dude, Kareem Hunt. Oh, my God.
What a luxury for the Browns.
Well, whenever you have one of the best, if not the best, like we've said, pure running backs in the league in Nick Chubb, and he's struggling to get yards, and you can just turn to your RB2 and say,
let's
give him a different look. I mean, what do you do? I mean, and Hunt is a different style runner.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is a violent slasher.
Yep.
Yeah, it almost seemed like Nick Chubb was being too patient. Mm-hmm. Like, we weren't blocking that well as we're accustomed to seeing, and the holes weren't staying open that long. And we kind of needed somebody to just take the handoff, hit the hole hard, and just get what you could get and break a tackle. And Kareem Hunt was doing that. I mean, he averaged 8.1 yards per carry. He had 10 carries for 81 yards. Nick Chubb had 22 carries for only 84 yards. When was the last time we ever saw Nick Chubb only average 3.8 yards per carry?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's been a while.
And I think I said it early or midway through. I was like, we need to just keep giving Hunt the ball.
Yeah.
I was like, Browns fans might be fighting me, but like, I would not be giving the Chubb the ball right now.
No, I think, I mean, at least where I was sitting, like there were Browns fans around me too. And I mean, it was, you know, no hate on Chubb, but it was, hey, Hunt's moving the ball.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Yeah. You know, and that's why we have them.
Yeah.
And teams don't have that luxury, you know?
No.
Like it's crazy. Baker Mayfield, even though he was a little off, 19 of 31, I think that's around 60% completion. One touchdown, no turnovers again. He was sacked 5 times, which, you know, the line did not play well that well yesterday, which we're going to get into, but still had a 97 rating. So it's floating right there around the 100. And I think it was at 100 for most of the game. And then late in the game, he got sacked again and went down. So overall, efficient. Maybe the best thing you can say about the offense yesterday is we went 4 for 4 on field goals, and 2 of them were over 50 yards.
Yep.
Well, and I texted you guys before the game because I was sitting there watching McLaughlin, warm up, and he kicked one from midfield, put it right through. And I'm like, I was sitting with my dad and like,
shocked.
What the heck, man? Yeah. Like, I know he can't do it during the game, and then just about did.
57 yards, and they didn't look fluky either. He looked like he hit them solid. So maybe we have a kicker.
It was impressive.
You know,
I don't want to get too far ahead because we've seen what our kicking position has been.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I was very impressed with him yesterday. I mean, he stepped up with confidence and just put him through.
And I couldn't tell early in the game if we were going for it on fourth down because we didn't trust the kicker, or just because Stefanski likes to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Because he likes to be aggressive, and especially in that part of the field, so it was good to see that then when he did give McLaughlin his chance, he went out there and, you know, lived up to it.
Yeah.
So last thing I want to talk about 1-1 right, we can't gloss over the fact OBJ played a game.
Yeah.
Yes.
He played for us, and I honestly thought he played really well for being his first game back from ACL for, you know, not playing football for basically a year. 5 catches on 9 targets, 77 yards. He was targeted 9 times. I think he had the first pass of the game should have been PI.
Yep.
He had another PI called on him. Another time he did catch the ball, but he had a foot out of bounds. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, honestly, he was kind of like 5 of 6.
I was definitely impressed for how much they used him.
He looked good on the end around, too.
I was assuming they were going to kind of use him a little bit more sparingly, you know, and kind of be on like a pitch count. He was out there most of the game. I mean, I don't know how many snaps does it say he played?
Mary Kay was talking about that.
It was like 50 snaps or something. Yeah. He played almost all
that's the thing.
I'll find it.
Well, I can tell you real quick, going back real fast, PFF doesn't have Mack Wilson as having any snaps yesterday, but Dogs by Nature said he played 12 snaps. I thought I saw him on the field.
Who are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Mack Wilson.
Okay.
So I think he did play yesterday. And then if we want to just highlight one more thing on the defense, the Bears attempted 11 first downs yesterday, or third downs, and got 1.
Yeah.
They converted 1.
1 of 11. That's not going to get it done.
They will get it done for us, though.
OBJ's 52 snaps.
52
out
snaps.
Out of 81 offensive.
That's another
thing. How many plays did we run?
81.
81?
Our first two games, we were running in the 50s.
Yeah.
So what happens when the defense gets you the ball back.
At one point in the third quarter, they had the snap counts up on the board. We had exactly 30 more plays than they did. It was
19 minutes of ball control at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, It was a very Kevin Stefanski kind of scripted game.
Well, they averaged 1.1 yards per play. We averaged 5.4. We had 203 yards passing. Wow. They had one. We had, let me see here, rushing. We had 42 rush attempts. They had 13. We averaged 5.1 yards per carry. They averaged 3.5. Time of possession was 39 minutes to 20 minutes.
Yep. It's tough. If it's like that and you're not like a Kansas City type offense that can just go out and score at will and quickly, you're going to probably lose a lot of games. When you're getting dominated like that with just time of possession, that's outrageous.
Last thing I want to touch out on Odell was I thought we put him in the offense and we just inserted him into it and let him do his thing without we weren't like forcing it to him. He didn't have 18 targets.
Right.
You know what I mean? He just came in and was part of the offense, and I think it was much needed. Our other wide receiver, so Odell had 9 targets, and I'm pretty sure the next highest target share on our team by a wide receiver was 2. I have not been impressed with the other receivers on our team this year so far.
DPJ made a very nice
catch. Yeah, he had some nice.
He had 2 catches on 2 targets. Higgins has had 2 catches on 2 targets. The other receivers, I know we spread the ball around and stuff like that, but we have to be explosive at some point. We have to get some chunk plays, some cheap touchdowns. It's hard to constantly go like march all the way down the field. At some point you need to hit like a cheap 60 yarder.
Well, since we're talking about, OBJ, I don't want to say this in the went wrong section because I don't think it was a wrong thing. It was just kind of an observation from the game yesterday, but I felt like, I guess it is kind of what went wrong. Our O-line was not good yesterday.
Correct.
Just to kind of preview what we're going to talk about. When OBJ was running, let's say, deeper developing routes, it wasn't working out so well because Baker didn't have enough time to let those routes develop, and I felt like Baker was looking at him too long.
Yep.
For the amount of time he was being given to make a play. And then there were a couple of times I saw Baker, he would step up in the pocket or he would extend the play a little bit, break out of a little pressure, and then before he would get hit, he would look back to where OBJ was going. It was like, that's a Baker problem right there. He needs to, once he's feeling that pressure and he's off of OBJ, find the next open guy and get the ball out. He held the ball too long and got sacked. And that was the only, because I think I made a comment in our group
text yesterday
about OBJ. And then I realized, okay, I worded that completely wrong. What I was seeing was poor timing, poor communication. And I just think the chemistry is not quite there, but that O-line was not giving Baker the time to get the ball. But whenever OBJ was on his quick routes, quick slants and stuff, dude was on, they were on and it looked good.
I joked with these guys. I don't take this seriously when I say it, but like when Wills finally like went out of the game, I was like, man, well maybe this is a chance for somebody to get in there that can actually like have a little bit of mobility. He struggled.
Yeah.
He got beat off the first, like, first quick move almost felt like every time. I felt like Baker was just fighting for his life, especially in the first half. I thought it was very, very, not a lot of time to work with.
Well, why don't we segue into what went wrong? Before we get into that, we got to remind you to check out Symbol, the stock market for sports. Head to symbol.com/dogs, DAWGS. Join us in our Pick 3 League or play the stock market for sports. So the way the stock market for sports works, you will get in, create your account, use promo code DOGS, DAWGS, get your $10 free to play. You will buy stock or a share of a sports team. It can be college, can be baseball, basketball, whatever you want. Obviously, we're big in the NFL. So you get in, you buy a share of the Browns. As their stock price goes up because they're winning and more people are buying into them, you're making money. Another way to win is every time the Browns win, you get an instant cash payout for every share you have of them. So if you have 10 shares, it's 10 cash payouts. The more shares you have of the team, the more money you're going to win. Also, they have a free Pick 3 league on there. We have our own league. So you're going to make your account. You don't have to put any money in for this. You're going to hit teammates in the lower left-hand corner of the website. Then you're going to hit join/create league in the upper right-hand corner. You're going to find the Dogs Podcast League. You're going to join. You're going to pick 3 games against the spread every week. Whoever has the most points at the end of the year is going to win a free Browns jersey of any player that you want. I think we're over 60 people in our league now, so keep joining, and you still have plenty of time to play catch up if you haven't been in there yet. We're only 3 weeks in, and nobody's blown anybody away. It's still completely wide open. Picking against the spread's a different animal. So jump in there, symbol.com/dogs. Play the stock market for sports. Also join our Pick 3 League.
And while you guys are out there placing your bets, our friends at Manscaped have a can't-miss bet for you. The leaders in male grooming just launched their fourth-generation performance package. The betting odds are definitely in your favor when you use the Lawnmower 4.0 on your balls. Across the board, this is the package to get you in the mood for whatever your gambling heart desires. Ready to take the leap to male grooming royalty? 2 million men already have. Join the Manscaped movement by going to manscaped.com. And you'll get 20% off plus free shipping with the code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S. And just take care of yourself. You know, there's nothing like a little bit of grooming to make yourself feel better. And, you know, the missus might like it too.
Look good, play good.
Yeah. No wonder exactly. I've been so depressed lately. Jeez.
In the doghouse.
Listen, let me say something to you as a friend. You suck.
So not a lot to talk about and what went wrong here. I think the biggest thing we have to talk about is just we just didn't look particularly sharp on offense, which kind of scares me because so far this year we have yet to put a full game together on both sides of the ball. Against Kansas City, offense was great. Defense was terrible. Against the Texans, I won't say the offense was even great. And the defense was not great again. And then this game, the defense was amazing, but the offense wasn't great. Part of this to me could be that nobody played in the preseason. So we're still gelling and finding our rhythm together and trying to hit our stride. I wish we weren't doing this during the regular season because we talked about before we came on, we got three games coming up that I think we will win all three or we should win all three, but they are not going to be cakewalks at all. We are going to have to play good football on both sides of the ball.
I think part of the problem too is there's just a lack of explosive, like you said, explosive and talented receiving options behind Jarvis and OBJ. And we didn't have OBJ the first two games, and Jarvis went out the first game or first play of the second game. And then this was the first game that OBJ came back. So there's just no rhythm. There's no chemistry. Like they're just, and I question the usage of Rashard Higgins a little bit, like we always do, because
yeah,
he's got the chemistry of the Baker and he can make plays and he can get
big
open.
Plays.
He's not the guy that's going to burn anybody down the sideline or anything like that, but the dude's always open.
If it's like third and eight and I have to get the ball to somebody, I feel like he's always that guy.
Yeah.
He's definitely. Always the guy that comes up with the big first down plays. It's almost like Baker's like trust guy. Like he believes in him. I don't think it helped us either that we played a very, very seriously good defense. You're going to say they're probably not. They're okay, but their front seven is very, very good. So probably not the best team to try to get our offense on track with.
They're a really good defense. They're not like a top five unit.
No, but they also had the problem yesterday that the Browns defense has had for years and years and years up until recently. They're on the field the whole game because the offense goes three and out, three and out, three and out. And the defense is out there pretty much the whole time.
20 minutes time of possession. That's a quarter and a third, a fourth.
Yeah. And you're trying to stop Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt the whole time.
Right.
Like, they wore down quick.
Yeah, it was obvious that they wore down, too, because we didn't run the ball that great in the first half, and then come second half, we just started gouging them. Baker looked a little bit off all day. I don't know if playing with the injury affects him at all. I know it's his off shoulder, but still, if it hurts. Just a couple throws that we haven't seen to miss, honestly, in a while, in like 10 games. He missed one to Harrison Bryant. I think it was on a third down. And if he hits that, he probably walks into
wide the open.
Zone. He's wide open. And there was a couple other ones in the first half that he missed that I thought, man, he's been hitting those. So his accuracy just didn't look 100% there. Nick Chubb didn't look that great. This is the first time I've ever watched a game where I thought Nick Chubb wasn't our best offensive player. So I guess the good you can take from that is we just played a game where I come away thinking the offense didn't play that well and we still scored 26 points and won by 20.
I completely agree with you on that. On all that, it was even weird on that one fourth down two, Baker kind of handed off to the wrong side. I don't know if he thought,
I almost forgot, dude.
It's weird to see like those kind of plays because
It hasn't happened.
You never see it. Yeah.
So we've gotten almost spoiled with how
execution,
how well we execute and how disciplined we are.
Yeah.
To see the Browns come out on two drives in a row, have fourth down tries in their busted plays both time. Yeah. One time it's like the ball got snapped when nobody was ready or something like that. And then the next time was when Baker turned around, like fake handed it off to the wrong side. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? This is, this is not what happens to us so far since Stefanski's been here. We're always so buttoned up. We're used to seeing in that situation, like this awesome creative play that is a guaranteed easy completion for the first down.
Yep.
And we had two busted plays in a row, and it's like, man, what is going on? I don't know.
I agree with you.
That's a great point. Now, I guess if you think about that too, if we just kick those field goals, it's a 32-6 game.
Yeah. And
so,
and we're going to get into a preview later, but we cannot rely on the defense to get 9 sacks and have 40 minutes of possession against the Vikings.
No.
Because I'm telling you right now, the Vikings are going to score. Unless our defense just all of a sudden figured it out and this is our defense, which you can't expect this performance every single week. This is going to be a dogfight.
No, but this has got to be the like awakening moment for that defense. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're not going to have 9 sacks every game. Like, you're just not going to do that. But can we get a couple?
Yeah.
Can we get some pressure? Pressure would be great.
I just need
passes being thrown. Incomplete passes, just bad passes,
contested.
Yeah, you know, just
something,
anything. I mean, Tyrod Taylor could do whatever he wanted to us.
Yeah,
you know, 2 weeks ago.
So I think I want to see the offense get back on track. But like we said, not a ton of bad for the Browns. We had a couple penalties.
Yeah.
The busted plays on fourth down. A couple missed throws by Baker. I think Jed Wills. I
get healthy, man.
Just take a week off.
Yeah, just take the week off because right now
it's useless.
Yeah.
It does us no good for you to be out there and you can't block anybody.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you're trying to do, but you're no good to me like this.
And then if Baker gets hurt on a blindside hit, then our season's over.
So I want to see the offense really start to click. We've played a couple, you know, the Texans defense is obviously better than the Chiefs. Bears defense is the best defense we've faced so far.
Absolutely.
Yep. Still scored 26, but we just need to look better and we need to hit some more explosive plays. I think we're trying to hit those plays. I think that's why Schwartz is getting the amount of playing time he's getting because of that speed. But we just got to put it all together on offense. And again, nobody played in the preseason, so we're still potentially trying to find our rhythm.
No, and that was a good tune-up game yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need a tune-up game early in the season, that was it.
Yeah.
So
no, because Chicago, even though we made them look awful,
they're not a bad team. They'll
probably still win like 7 or 8 games.
Oh, yeah.
I think if Andy Dalton is healthy next week and he starts, let's say, the rest of the season, it wouldn't shock me at all if they were like right there at the cusp of trying. I mean, they made the playoffs with Mitchell Trubisky last year.
Mitchell Trubisky's better than Dalton.
I think maybe 6 wins this year for the Bears.
6 wins?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
their offense is awful.
Offensive line is very bad. Very bad.
It's terrible.
My goodness. 6?
So watching it on TV, I want to know that shot to the head that Baker took. What that looked like. Because in the stadium,
people were losing their
minds. Was not good.
Yeah. So here's my thing on that is, do I think that should be a penalty in football? Probably not, because the dude's wearing a helmet. But by definition, that is 100% a penalty. And they picked it up.
Yep.
I don't. Anybody else, that's the penalty. Yeah, Why is it always against us? I mean, Baker, he was a runner, so he's allowed to get speared in the head and blah. I mean, come on. If it's a penalty, you called it. So who called you and said, no, he didn't do that? Because he 100% did.
Well, and I love it because they, on the big screens in the stadium, they show it and then they show it real slow and then they rewind it and show it again. Everyone just losing their minds. Because, I mean, he took a blow right to the head.
I think it was like completely like just a,
I don't think, a it, I don't think kinda, it was intentional.
Yeah, no.
But it still happened. Yeah. And I was sitting next to this kid, this Bears fan. He was, I don't know, he probably 16, 17 years old. No, he was a younger kid. And So that happened, and he was all like, that's not a flag. I'm looking at him, I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. And then later on in the game, Fields was running, and then he slid, and we came in and kind of...
How did that not get called?
Kind of hit him, and then that kid started losing his mind, and I said, hey, you guys hit Baker in the head earlier. And he just kind of looked at me, and I was like,
no, but
you should argue with him in the mouth, dog.
I don't understand how they didn't call that either.
Well, how about last night when Adams took that crown to the face mask?
So I actually thought that was a clean hit.
Did you?
But I thought it was late. I thought it should have been called. I thought it was a late hit, not a. And that's why he got to come back in the game. It was never a head to head. He said he didn't go out because his head already went out because he got hit in the chest and couldn't breathe. That he was never in concussion protocol.
That looked like it got him right in the face.
Hit him right here.
Really?
In the chest. You got to watch it from behind. But I thought, I mean, the dude took two more steps and then hit him. So I thought it definitely should have been a late hit.
Yeah.
But anything else we want to talk about with what went wrong?
Not really. Not a lot. It wasn't a lot. Like,
I'm not going to nitpick. We just got to look better on offense. But again, you're not going to look amazing. I mean, look at the Chiefs the last couple of weeks. You're not going to look amazing on offense when you're playing a good defense.
No,
the Bears are definitely, if they're not top 10, they're like right around that range.
Oh, for sure.
I think they're like an 8-7 or 8. Somewhere
they're very good on defense. Yeah. And it's nice to see that the Browns can go out and struggle to get things going on offense, and we still come out with a blowout victory. Yep. Like, you know, old Browns team might have still won that game, but it might have been, you know, 10-6, 13-6.
Old Browns teams lose that game 6-3 on a last second field goal.
Even with the other team only getting 47 yards.
Because we wouldn't have scored either.
That's true.
I watched us play Seattle at Cleveland long time ago. They beat us 3-0 because... I forget who their quarterback was.
Yesterday was interesting.
Minnesota for a little bit.
Cause I was around so many Bears fans and they were so high on the team at the beginning, but you knew it was false hope. And then it was, you know, screw Nagy, get rid of Nagy, fire Nagy. There are 3 games in the season. I'm like, geez, I remember those days. And they're like, oh, please, Justin Fields is our future. I'm like, I remember those days. And it just felt like, wow, this is how we used to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah, for Matt Nagy being a quote unquote offensive guru, I would say not so much.
I would say he's probably not going to have a job at the end of the year.
He doesn't make it through the year. Oof. There's no way.
Correct. All right.
Well, thank you guys for checking out another episode of the Dogs. Hopefully you all enjoyed the defensive dominance by the Browns as much as we did. For all you Dog Pack members, we'll see you over on the After Hours show. And to everyone else, we'll see you in a couple days when we break down our big matchup with the Vikings.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.